Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's talk groceries, specifically your groceries, with Instacart. You want your groceries just the way you like them, right? Well, the Instacart app lets you do just that. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
Craig, good morning. Spank, how are you?
My Lord, let's hope we don't have a day-night double.
I got to be honest with you. We sat around in a circle and had a prayer for it.
Yeah. By the way, 20-mile-per-hour winds and rain nonstop. I'm surprised they haven't called the game already.
Not great.
What's funny is that I went to Tuesday's game to get a little lay of the land, meet some people, walk around a little bit, kind of see the broadcast booth.
How'd that go?
I pulled into the Yankee garage at 3:23. At 3:24, my phone rang. Hey, bud, game's canceled.
So did you just turn around? Did you go in and see anybody?
So that was the big debate. Do I just turn around and drive, you know, an hour and a half back home? I decided, since I was there anyway, I went and saw the broadcast booth, which I'd never been into before.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Awesome. I met Aaron Boone in person for the first time, so Now we're more than just pen pals.
That's what I thought. You guys never met.
No, he gives me the fist a lot, though, right, in our text messages, which kind of just made me feel like he loved me.
Right.
But for 3 years, we talk, I don't want to exaggerate, but every couple of weeks we'll text each other or talk to each other. And Tuesday was the first time we met. And when I saw him, it was right after his press conference. And he walked up to me and he touched me. And he said, "You're real."
Well, you never met
and
each other.
I haven't showered since.
There you go. So what is today like for you? Are you excited about this? You nervous about it? What are you going to get there at 4 o'clock or so? Was that about right for a 7 o'clock game?
Oh, no, Jerry. I'll be there at 2:30, my friend.
2:30, wow. That's early.
Well, so I just want to do what whoever sits in that seat normally does. And I've talked to Susan about it, and she's there about 2:30 to 3. I guess the locker room's open until, I don't know, 3:30. Then you're on the field. You get to talk to the guys. Aaron Boone has a press conference typically at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'm going to try to take all that in. And then I'm going to go up to the booth. I'm going to sit down in the seat that only a few men have ever gotten to sit into, or women. And I'm going to fill out my little Evan Roberts scorecard. I made my own at home. Because I remember back in the day when I was a young child and I was in high school, I took a sports broadcasting class from the legendary Bob Wolf. And Bob Wolf stayed in my life throughout my career until, unfortunately, passed away many years ago. But he was a mentor of mine. And one of the things I took out of that class, because he showed it to us, was how professional broadcasters keep play-by-play sheets if you're doing play-by-play for baseball. So I went out to CBS. I bought a couple manila folders. I've now started to create my own, I don't know what you call those, scorecards or something, right?
Right, sure.
And I'm excited. It's going to be great.
I think you're going to kill it. We've talked about this. Yeah,
that's my dude right there.
I think you're gonna kill it. I think we've talked this as a community here. It's just a matter of, you know, you staying engaged.
Right. What is going to keep you from leaving in the top of the fourth inning that you've had enough?
Yeah. Well, that's what I usually. That's about the inning I leave in, and someone made a good point, and they're right. This will be the first baseball game I watch in to completion in years.
Decades.
But here's what's going to keep me there. I'm very good friends with the sous chef of legends. All right? He has already reached out, and the Yankees have already blessed us. Every two innings, they're bringing me more food.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah. So it's like sushi in the second, prime rib in the fourth.
Mm.
You know, I don't know, shrimp cocktail in the sixth. So
just don't choke on your meat.
I'll be there. Thanks. That's like, how do I respond to that?
You don't.
I won't choke on. I'll just slap it.
Do what you got to do. I heard you say something the other day. I don't know where it was. Maybe it was the station or somewhere else. I did not know that you actually wanted to do play-by-play. I thought you always wanted to be a talk show host in college.
Well, both. So I certainly wanted to be a talk show host, and I did at a place called Z89, which is one of the best student-run stations in the country, at least at the time. I imagine it still is. But I always loved doing really basketball play-by-play. So I was the voice of the Syracuse Orange women for 3 years. When I graduated college and my first job in radio was in Buffalo at WGR, I also, this is a little known fact, I was the play-by-play voice of the University of Buffalo men's basketball team.
I didn't know that. All those years working with you, never knew that.
Yeah, for one season until I eventually, obviously, I went to Cleveland and had to give that gig up, obviously. So I always thought I was really good at basketball. I could do basketball. Obviously, I did that one hockey game with Boomer way back in the day. The Islanders, Penguins game, and baseball. I've done it twice. All right, I did a Cyclone game with Boomer years ago.
I remember.
And before that, when I graduated, when I was a senior in college, very quick story. NBC Sports used to bring their A-team truck to Syracuse, so that all the kids that were majoring in some kind of sports production or camera work, etc., could get a real life experience before graduating. Okay, so they would actually produce a Syracuse Chiefs game at the time. The Chiefs were the AAA team for the Toronto Blue Jays, and the majority of that team was the team that went on to win the 93 World Series against the Phillies, okay? So they bring me in to do play-by-play. The Syracuse are playing against the Pawtucket Paw Sox, and they've got a guy on their team named Mo Vaughn, who at the time was a bonus baby, got like a $1 million bonus, and it was like unheard of at the time, okay? So I'm only hoping now that it's an easy start, 1-2-3 inning, maybe a single to left, just kind of get in the flow of the game. In the first inning, there's a double steal, there's a wild pitch, like it's mayhem, and I'm shot. So Mo Vaughn gets up, he hits the ball to deep left center field. Derek Bell was playing center for them at the time.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where the hell the ball is, I can't see it. But I see Derek Bell stops about 10 feet short of the wall, and he's crouched like he's going to play it off the wall. So I go, deep fly ball to left center field. It may go high off the wall. Bell's going to play it on a hop. Mo Vaughn's trucking for two, right? And Mo Vaughn was running like Giancarlo Stanton running, okay? And the ball was 50 feet over the fence.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
so
man.
The guy who's doing the color starts elbowing me. He's like, it's not. And the whole thing just went down very quickly from that, so. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I will tell you, Willie, you'll enjoy this if Craig remembers. So that first game you alluded to, the Cyclones game.
Yeah.
How'd the ninth inning go?
The ninth inning, actually, Boomer calls for a suicide squeeze.
No. That was the seventh inning, because guess who left after the seventh inning and left it to me and Adam the Bull?
Did I leave?
You got up. Boomer had had enough. He did call that play. You guys, right, during the commercial break, looked at each other and said, that's enough.
We're done.
And then you looked to me and the Bull, who were behind you guys, and said, would you like to finish? I did the eighth inning. Bull did the ninth inning. You guys took off.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that, but I do remember this. So we get to, I guess it's MCU Park. I don't know what it's called now. We get out there for the Cyclone game. And at the time, Chris Carlin, I think, was still working with the show. Maybe he had just left the show, whatever it was. But I guess he covered the Cyclones. So he kind of gave us our pregame prep of, we'd never heard of any of the players. They're all minor league players. And he's like, nobody hits home runs here. So the one thing you don't have to worry about is having a home run call. There was a highly thought of prospect in the Mets organization named, I think it was like Reese Havens. You can check me on that.
Yeah, no, I remember that name.
And he gets up, like second pitch, third pitch of the game, first batter of the game, hits a ball into the Atlantic Ocean. All right? And I was like, that son of a bitch set me up. He knew that this kid could hit home runs, because the only thing he kept saying to us was, there's no home runs hit here. There's no, there'll be the ones you don't have to worry about, no home runs. And wouldn't you know, the first guy of the game hits a home run. The home run call, it was half decent, kind of stunk. Boomer called me out on it, and away we went. But yeah, I would never forget that. I was so mad at him.
Craig, we're praying for good weather, right? We're not praying for bad weather. We want this thing to be an amazing experience. Have you talked? You said you have talked to Susan already. Everything is clear under the water, right? It's just she's greeting you with open arms.
Yeah, it's going to be good. As she has said, and I've said, you know, she's a professional. I'm a sometimes professional. and I view it this way. Look, you know, she's obviously done it a long time, and I said what I've said about her over the years, and I can't take any of that back, and I don't. I will say this. This is still the New York Yankees.
Correct.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
And I have great respect for the New York Yankees and what the pinstripe stands for. I obviously have great relationships with the Yankees, so they never would have asked me to do it, and that's key to this whole thing. The New York Yankees called me. This wasn't some, you know, crazy idea I had or that the architect had. The New York Yankees think that I'll be really good at doing play-by-play for them. All right, great. So I'm not going to say no to that opportunity, but I'm also not going to be stupid, right? This is the New York Yankees, and this is a regular season game in a pennant. Well, this is a race for the division with Baltimore. You know, they're locked to make the playoffs at this point. The game means a lot to a lot of people, and I'm going to treat it accordingly. Now, I'm going to have my fun when I can. I can, you know, be jovial, and I think we'll be great going back and forth. But when it comes to doing the actual game, I'll treat it with the respect that I think it deserves. You know, they've lost back-to-back games. You guys might know that.
I am well aware of that, and they lost to a bad Angels team in those back-to-back games. Let me ask you this, because we, for years, and have continued to, we dissect home run calls and big plays. Are any of them scripted, or are you going to let it fly?
No. Well, you know, if you know anything about me, you know, I don't script anything. I've obviously played over in my head, you know, types of calls. But I also think, like, you know, the fancy kind of unique home run call, at least here in New York, that's a John Sterling thing, right? So I think you have to be careful if you go down that road, people viewing you as, come on, man, that's what Sterling did. Like, do your own thing.
Right.
So I'm sure I'll have certain phrases and terminology that has never been mentioned on a baseball game before, because that's what I do. But you know, I don't think you should sit there waiting for me to give you, you know, some type of, you know, Irish limerick from 1843 to describe a home run.
Well, you were the one that brought us the witch's nipple with the basketball, so maybe you got something for the baseball diamond.
Yeah, I was very creative back in the day, I have to say.
I do remember that.
Yeah. It's not a girl that wants to dance for you at a Bronx strip club. It's an actual basketball term.
It is a basketball term, yes. All right, last one for me, and then Willie, you can have the last one.
But yo, Willie knows the spots. Don't think he does.
I'm learning about Willie over the last 2 days, for sure.
Willie told me something I fact-checked him on. He was right. You know, there's more Johnny Walker Red sold in a one particular Bronx strip house than any other place on the planet.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Where is it?
You? Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Where?
Where? Like you're going.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. You're setting me up for something. What the hell can I tell you? All right, let me ask you
I'll tell you a quick story. I'll tell you a quick strip club story.
Oh, why not?
I will not name names. So years ago, when we used to travel to whatever Monday night game Boomer was doing, the entire lot of us, the crew of us, I think Joey was with us, we went down to New Orleans, all right? And we had someone that we worked closely with who wanted to have a go at it on the pole at a New Orleans strip club. And I went into the club.
Well, it was Al.
I was there.
And I said it was Al on the pole.
I'm not going to say who it was, but I had to negotiate with the GM of the club, give him some cash, and then this person all of a sudden was wearing strip club clothes and was dancing on the on a pole. It was great.
Amazing.
Only you. All right. This goes well. Because I think I think it's going to go well. Eddie, just so you know, your pal Eddie is hoping for a car crash, as he said.
Well, that's what Eddie does.
That's
love right there.
Well, he wants to have some fun with you, and we will. Boomer's back on Monday, so we'll play all the highlights, good and bad, and everything in between. I think it's going to go quite well, actually, because I know when you put your mind to you're very good at it. So let's say it goes the way I think it's going to go. Is this something you've ever thought of? And I'm not saying the Yankees, but is it something you've ever thought of that you would actually do?
On a full-time basis, like leave any other job I've got and be the play-by-play guy of my team?
Correct.
Not up until now, no.
Well, I'm asking about now because now the opportunity's in front of you.
Look, Fox is very, very good to me. You may know that I host a show that's on in the morning on Fox Sports 1.
I have heard.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 9:30. Look, I'm very happy there. They're very, very good to me. You know, they're obviously allowing me to do this once the Yankees came and asked. Everyone knows I'm a radio guy at heart also, which that's a true statement about me that I can make. Look, who knows? If the New York Yankees called and there's enough zeros on that check, I would certainly consider it.
Answered the way I think. Well, maybe you parlay this into a Fox thing and get rid of Joe Davis.
He's great. I can't do that. That guy's awesome. He looks like he's 18. It's awesome. He's great.
Yeah,
but I'll say this. I saw the other day we were promoting that Fox had a triple header. Someone's got to do the other two games, and it can't be Kenny Albert all the time.
That is true. At Fox, there could be plenty of opportunity.
It might be cool if I could do the Fox thing during football season and do the Yankee thing during baseball season. That might be interesting.
That would be pretty good.
I'm sure that could happen, right?
That would be pretty good. Yeah. But then again,
there's no way that could happen.
By the way, the Yankees play during football season.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Good old September and October. Yeah. Anything for you, Willie?
That's it, man. I'm proud of you, and I know you're going to do well.
Al's got a question for you.
Yeah?
I know when we used to do remote broadcasts, you would always show up with a bag full of candy. Are you going to do a similar thing? And have you picked out your candies? Chuckles, I know you like. The fruity gummy candies you like.
So I've got two bags of Spice Drops in my broadcast bag.
Spice Drops?
Yep, I've got two bags of Spice Drops, and I don't know if it's good anymore, but I did throw in last Halloween's candy corn.
I'm
a candy corn guy.
Yeah, but it's from last year, he said.
It's not open. It's not open.
Okay, here's the last thing you don't need, to end up on the toilet in the fifth inning.
No. I'm good. I already went twice today, so I'm good.
wow, it's 9:40.
I haven't gone since
Tuesday.
What are the predictions? Are we playing baseball tonight or no?
I'm going to say day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Oof.
And I only say it respectfully because of what they put there. Not what they did. Major League Baseball makes that decision too. But the fact that the Angels weren't coming back, they had to get last night in, which was a disaster for the fans. If you've got a crappy weather night again, I could see them at 3:30 saying, you know what, the weekend is gorgeous, we'll see you tomorrow. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, the real problem now, sorry, Will, is I think there's only like one open date on the calendar the rest of the way. So there's not a lot of places to make games up. So my fear is that I go out there at 2:30 and they're like, well, we're going to wait to see if it passes.
If it is a doubleheader, do you go home? What are you doing?
Yeah, I gotta go home. I'm like Private Mayo and all of a sudden, gentlemen, I got nowhere to go.
How about I'll just
come by the bar?
There you go.
Come by my bar.
I'll paint this picture for you. Arrival at 2:30, departure at about 7:10 when the game gets called. Get home by 9, up and out by 7 a.m. to get to the ballpark by 10. To be there for 12 hours with 3 hours to kill in between to turn back around on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this job stinks.
For a 1 o'clock game.
And I tell you, it's funny. I was asked, if it's a day-night doubleheader, do you really want to do the night game? Like, what? We could have, like, you know, Justin or Emmanuel will do a great job. Like, one of those, they'll be there. Like, do you want me to just have them do the game?
No,
I can't do that. No. I committed to doing it. I wanted to. It's going to be fun.
And you know what?
You
know it, man. Game 1, 2, and 3, each one's going to get better and better and better. So enjoy the hell out of it.
Well, a lot of people are saying that to me, that you know, by the time you get to even like midway through the first game or the start of the second game, you'll be comfortable and it'll get better. That intimates that I really screw the pooch in game one.
No. I disagree. You got to get all the cobwebs out because you haven't done it. And once you figure out all the commercial breaks, the timing, now you're ready to fly. It has nothing to do with whether the calls will be good enough. I think it's more the comfortability of just the lay of the land and the timing of everything.
So what's interesting about that is the one thing they said to me, there are a lot of commercial reads. If anyone's ever listened to Yankee games, obviously, there's a lot of promotions and reads and commercials and whatnot, right? And someone was funny. They said to me, I'm like, look, here's the deal. Unlike when you did a talk show here at The Fan and you pushed all the commercials back to the last half hour, you actually have to read these when we give them to you.
Yeah, I know. Your engineer will hand them to you and you got to read them. That's the way it goes.
I remember that because, we were in I remember Al and I would be in the Westwood One booth watching Boomer do games with Marv Albert or Kevin Harlan, et cetera. And then Harry Denneroff, who ran Westwood One for a long time, he'd have all these index cards like on a board to the left of him. And every 2 seconds, he's handing one of those two guys an index card to read. So I imagine it'll be like that.
Very much so. We got to go. We are looking forward to it. We're rooting for you. Go get it. Enjoy the weekend, all right?
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. And fingers crossed, whatever I give you to replay on Monday is only good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Thanks, Greg. Good luck.
All right.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.